Hello, welcome back. In this video, we're going to discuss the production possibilities frontier. Let's break down the production possibility frontier, okay? The PPF indicates the production possibilities of two commodities when resources are fixed. This means that the production of one commodity can only increase when the production of the other commodity is reduced due to the availability of resources. Remember, resources are scarce. So if we're going to ramp up production in one segment, because costs are fixed, we need to decrease the production of another line or another product, right? So if one product is more profitable and we're selling more volume and the prices are nice, where the demand on the other product is not so strong and prices are a little volatile, we may want to switch our resources to the more stable product line. Therefore, the production possibilities frontier measures the efficiency in which two commodities can be produced together, helping managers and leaders decide what mix of commodities are most beneficial. The production possibility frontier assumes that technology is constant, resources are used efficiently, and that there is normally only a choice between two commodities. Notice that we mentioned that a lot of these charts and graphs will be simplified, okay? The PPF is one of those simplified charts, but it'll explain and it'll illustrate what we want to kind of show here, because we want to show efficiency versus inefficiency of creating two products at once, okay? Factors such as labor, capital, and technology, among others, will affect the resources available, which will dictate where the production possibility frontier lies, okay? The PPF is also known as the production possibility curve. Okay, the PPF drives home the idea that opportunity costs normally come up when an economic organization with limited resources must decide between two alternatives. The PPF is depicted graphically as an arc with one commodity on the x-axis and one commodity on the y-axis. At each point on the arc, there is an efficient number of two commodities that can be produced with available resources. Therefore, it's up to the organization to look at the PPF and decide what each commodity should be produced at to maximize the overall benefit to the economy. We do not want to oversaturate the market with a particular product, because if there's too much supply in the market of one product, the price will be low, it'll decrease and squeeze the profit margins, right? So if we realize that there's an oversupply of a particular product that we're producing, right, and prices are going down and sales volume is going down, we're going to want to shift some of those resources over to a different product line that it may be performing more stable and much better than the other product that we are producing. So in this illustration of the PPF, we're going to show how our organization will react to when we shift resources to one versus shifting resources to another product line, okay? So let's look at this PPF schedule, okay? PPF schedule, okay? So again, there's a horizontal axis and there's a vertical axis, okay? So now, in scenario A, right? So let's start over, right? In this illustration, we're going to be comparing, the production of rabbits versus the production of berries, right? So rabbits will be on the vertical axis, right? Okay, and on the horizontal axis, right, we're going to produce berries. Okay, so one, okay, so 100, okay, so at 0 berries, okay, so zero is represented here. At zero berries, okay, we can produce 5 rabbits, right? So we're going to maximize our rabbit output, because we're not outputting, we're not producing any berries. So the berries are at zero. We'll max out our berries. Let's say that our berries are, frostbitten, and a lot of them are destroyed, and we're not going to make any money because we don't have any volume. So then, instead of growing more berries because it's an unfavorable season, now we're just going to produce as many rabbits as we can, and we're going to throw all of our resources at producing these rabbits. We're not going to produce any berries. So if we put all of our resources into developing or producing rabbits, we can produce 5. And 0 berries. But now let's look at scenario B, right? So now we're going to produce 100 berries. Therefore, we will be able to produce only 4 rabbits, right? Because now we're allocating our resources over to berries. So we have a finite or scarce resources or a limited amount of resources. So we can only shift our production, we can only increase our production if we decrease production on another product line. So we can increase our berry production, but we have to decrease our rabbit production. So now, let's look at scenario C. If we produce 3 rabbits, we can produce 180 berries, right? So, let's bring this up. So we're here. Let's say we're here. That's better. Okay. Now D, we can produce 2 rabbits, okay? But we can then produce 240 pounds of berries, right? Okay. And now for scenario E, when we produce 1 rabbit, now we can produce 280 pounds of berries, right? So now, same thing. At 0 rabbits, we can now produce 300 pounds of berries. So we can see that our curve will be like this. Okay? Now, this is our production possibility curve, okay? That is our production possibility curve. Okay, now, what is significant about the curve? Okay, this shows us where we're efficient. Okay, this is our efficient production model, okay? If we produce 5, we can produce 0 pounds of berries, just like we discussed, right? But anything produced inside of this is known as inefficient production, okay? Inefficient production, okay? Because we're not maximizing our resources, okay? We're not maximizing the output, okay? So anything inside this curve is inefficient, okay? But that's why this is known as the production possibilities, right? What is possible with the resources that we have? What production is possible, right? Now, anything outside of this curve, right, is impossible. We cannot produce anything outside of the curve, right? Because we do not have enough resources to produce anything outside of the curve, right? So at the curve is maximum efficiency, right? We are allocating our resources to the maximum effect to produce the maximum results. Now, notice we can be weighted all the way in rabbits, right? Or we can be weighted all the way out in berries, right? But we have to decide on this curve, where is it that we want to produce, okay? And what's going to decide on how we're going to produce or what we're going to produce is the market, okay? Is the market oversupplied? Are they undersupplied? Is the demand increasing? Is the demand decreasing, right? We want to find the equilibrium price in the market and therefore allocate the resources onto what is going to be creating the greatest profit margin. So the PPF shows scarcity, trade-offs, opportunity cost, and efficiency, okay? So the trade-off is between the rabbits and berries. How are we trading off, right? Why are we going to produce more berries than rabbits, right? It's all depending on the market, right? Scarcity. We only have so many resources. We only have so much inputs that we can use to fund our business, to create capital for our business, right? The opportunity cost is what do we give up to create one or the other, right? And efficiency is represented by the curve, right? Any plot on the curve, any dot you see on the curve is efficient production, okay? This graph shows scarcity because a firm cannot produce anywhere outside of the curve due to what? It's limited resources. Anything outside of this curve is impossible, okay? Trade-offs are evident because a firm must give up at least one commodity to produce more of the other. Notice how when we produce more rabbits, right? We produce zero berries. We were able to produce 5 rabbits, but then if we produced 100 berries, then we were only able to produce 4 rabbits, right? So we're giving up one to produce more of the other. Opportunity cost is shown by the specific number of a commodity given up when a firm produces another unit of some other quantity, right? So the number reduced means the number increased, right? And that's the opportunity cost. Whatever amount of sales that we lose to producing less rabbits, that's the opportunity cost of producing more berries. The curve represents maximum production efficiency. Anywhere inside the curve is inefficient because more units could be produced with the resources on hand. Anywhere outside the curve is unobtainable as the firm's resources are too limited and cannot be produced beyond the curve. So remember, anything plotted inside the curve, right, is inefficient because we're leaving raw material, raw resources on the table and we're not using those in our production, which would not maximize our profit potential.